were very good. Reception when we went up there, they were very sympathetic to where we were coming from, and we basically said about the Good Friday Agreement not really producing the goods in the Northwest, and we wanted basically a strategic policy and a way forward and a framework document stating what we need in the Northwest and to take it to the next level. They're going to try and allow us to be a driver at local level as to what's happening there. So they're positive and they know our needs, and we're basically keeping the fire lit behind them.
Do you feel that you will get the backing of this committee, and that they will go to government, and that you will see practical results and benefits coming from this?
Yes, I feel we will get the backing of this committee, because Donegal, as you well know, has been left out there. And if you basically look at a map, you'll see the motorways and the rail networks, and it's long, long overdue that Donegal needs that A5. Now, also, within that committee meeting, we had our local representatives there. We had Thomas Pringle, and we had Charlie McConnell Logue, and we had Parig McLaughlin, who all were sympathetic and spoke at the meeting as well in support of us. You know, we met Joe McHugh last night, and he apologised that he couldn't make it. So they're all getting a focus. It's just we need to keep them focused and keep them within one committee, that its goal is the A5 and that Northwest Gateway Initiative.